This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Emergency. 142 Americans are dying every day of drug overdose, every day, which means we have a 9/11 scale loss every 3 weeks in America. So the first recommendation we say to the president is you must declare a national emergency, a public health emergency that will empower your cabinet and executive branch and motivate the congressional folks to be able to fund this and to get on top of it, because we have a crisis.
Yeah, it is a crisis. I'll agree with Governor Chris Christie for the moment, but if he actually brings up something like this, a 9/11 emergency every month, did I hear that right, Super Don? 9/11
Christie? Every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Okay. Let's talk about broadening the emergency then. We've done this cross comparison many times since 9/11 happened. 3,000 approximate, 9/11 2001. He's saying every 3 months that number of people are dying, apparently, from opioid overdose addictions. It's a tragedy. It's terrible. We know that. We've covered it. Boom! But it's only a fraction of the number of drug deaths that are approved by the Fear and Death Administration, the FDA. Granted monopoly status, these drugs. Cannabis? No, on the federal level? Don't even think about it, buddy. And so we expand that and go, my gosh, how many 9/11s did we figure out? It was like 30,360, well, about 10 or 11 9/11s every month. Due to all-cause iatrogenic death. Caused by modern medicine, caused by the medical establishment, caused by the medical monopoly, caused by doctors and the prescription pad, caused by the CDC, caused by the FDA, caused by the executive branch, caused by the judicial branch that sides with Big Pharma, caused by the legislative branch that has basically given unconstitutional king-like authority, emperor-like authority of the executive branch through FDA to promote exclusivity in terms of treatment for diseases, management of diseases, reversal of diseases with synthetic toxic poisons, and managing pain. For goodness sake, I don't want anybody to suffer in pain. But I recognize as well, pain was put here for a reason. In many cases, it's an alert system in the body to go, hey, you're doing something wrong. Of course, one of the things in an acute sense is you drop the dumbbell on your foot. Dumbbell, right? That'll happen. That's an acute pain. But we're talking about managing chronic pain that doesn't go away. And all too many people are suffering for many, many reasons and are not getting help by the opioids that are addicting them and killing them. And so as we open up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got John Rappaport coming up. We'll talk about the business of disease being business and how fines to the hundreds of millions are nothing for Big Pharma. It's like, Super Don, we're in the wrong industry. You know, barely scrape by is like these people can kill you and they still go home with billions of dollars of profit. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. So the headline, Opioid Commission tells Trump to declare state of emergency. State of emergency. Now, the problem is the federal government is the same government that granted a monopoly to the pharmaceutical industrial complex that made possible the opioid epidemic and destructive deaths, unnecessary, needless as they are, that are occurring in so many. Even people who aren't prescribed opioid drugs, they're being harmed by this. And so that's the definition of insanity. Once again, Chris Christie, you want a declaration of emergency from the same government that paved the way for these opioids. Now, granted, the drug companies lied a bit to the FDA in saying what they said to get approved. But then again, isn't the FDA supposed to be that last line of defense arbiter so that wouldn't happen? And not only have they known that it has happened for many years, but they've done nothing except to say, hey, we'll put out an alert. Be careful with these opioids. They're dangerous. And at the federal level, have you heard anything about Congress rescheduling cannabis so that it can be used widely across all 50 states as needed for the reduction in opioid addiction, for the management of pain without any harm, without any addiction, without any damage to the liver, the kidneys, the brain, the nervous system, etc.? No. Do you think that the declared state of emergency that Christie is asking for would result in those things happening? Maybe Trump would want to. I don't know. Jeff Sessions certainly doesn't. But Congress could have turned this thing around and can turn this thing around any time because they've abrogated their constitutional authority. They've turned it over to a bureaucratic oligarchy that Jonathan Ebord has written about extensively and that so few people seem to understand when they say vote the bums out and you vote new bums out that are promoting more opioid addiction. And the numbers are staggering. The percentage is staggering. I was even shocked by this statement. More than a third, one third of U.S. adults prescribed opioids in 2015, 2 years ago, a third, over a third. Super Don, I didn't think a third.
Mind-boggling.
Those are just the ones who have been prescribed it. Now, if there are 300 some odd million people, that means 100 million people plus. 100 million people in 2015 were prescribed opioids. Now, are there really that many people, Americans, in pain? If so, we've got bigger problems. And as I've said, United States of Drug America, I'm not proud of this. I'm happy about the people that are waking up and doing something about it. But Chris Christie, a declaration of emergency at the federal level, I know you're a statist. You're a Republican. Like most Republicans, you believe in the power of government over people. Oh, yeah, I know you pay lip service to the opposite, but you don't really do it. You don't really believe it. People that would say to Rand Paul, hey, I like your idea, but we don't have enough votes to pass it, so I'm not even going to bother. You don't have a principle to stand on. You're probably on opioids. And by the way, you say a third have been prescribed. It turns out that almost half of all opioid misuse starts with a friend or a family member's prescription. So we're talking over 100 million that were prescribed, half then again. Does that mean another 50 million? I don't know what the numbers would be to translate, but that means half of the people that are having problems with opioids were never prescribed opioids. This is a nation on drugs. I don't know how we survive at this point, much less move forward, and maybe that's why there is no clarity in Congress. Maybe there's no clarity at the state level because this addiction is happening at the state and the local level. And everybody says, well, we got to do something, do something. We got to get the government to do something. No, you got to get the government the hell out of the way and allow the people and the healers to figure this thing out because many of them have. We certainly have here, a lot of it, whether it be through acupuncture, acupressure, homeopathy, chiropractic, holistic naturopathy, detoxification pathways, mineral replenishment, chromium, in a sense, that leads to addiction, the deficiency of chromium, the hypoglycemia and the aberrant cravings that can be easily converted into drug cravings. Hydrogen-rich water that's pure, helping to activate and hyperactivate the minerals that we're finally getting in because, folks, you've read Unlock the Power to Heal by Ty Bollinger and me. There are things that can be done without a declaration of emergency. In fact, in 1933, a declaration of emergency was made under FDR because the country was bankrupt. And for those of you in the know, we've been operating the corporate United States, not the de jure, the de facto United States, has been operating under a state of emergency since that time. Continuing resolution always enacted by Congress in lockstep to keep the charade, the illusion going of federal supremacy over your life. Mentioned last hour about Reagan. Government is not the solution to your problem. It is the problem. Self-governance is the solution to the problem. Oh, but Robert, come on, be real. People can't govern themselves. Oh, really? People? What people? You? Because I certainly can govern my behavior. I know a lot of people in my life that can govern their behavior just fine without intervention, interference from the federal government. And imagine if, just imagine this, they were held accountable for when they didn't govern their behavior. And they violated the rights of somebody else, their life, their liberty, or their property, and they were held to account for that. Wouldn't that be enough? Or do we need 1,000, 100,000, million rules to govern interactions beyond a human scale to a reptilian lizard scale, which we've descended into because we believe the federal government is supreme to us, much less the state government supreme to us. People have lost their way. They believe they're creatures of government and therefore they'd be drugged by government. And now that they're drugged by government, and they're dying because of those drugs. They're asking for government to do something about it. Super Don, I think I've lost my patience and I'm a patient man. Chris Christie does not have my vote.
Saying if you went to a doctor right now, they'd prescribe you an opioid, right?
Probably. I'm going to do some CBD.
Feel your pain.
I'm going to do some CBD.
You know, this is it's a complicated problem, but it's not. I mean, on the one hand, you've got a public that is just has been conditioned to there's a pill for everything, right? And so they trust the doctor. The doctor says, oh, here, this will take care of it. People like to have that immediate gratification, you know, so they take the pill. And because it does what it does, you know, oh, my pain, I don't feel the pain anymore. And I think that's a societal problem. But declaring a state of emergency, you know, it is such a huge problem right now. If we throw money at it, is it going to solve the problem? Not necessarily.
No.
It just depends on what you do with it.
You gotta throw weed at it.
The boat is sinking, so we can try and bail out the water so we can stay afloat, but we gotta plug the hole. That's what's gonna stop the sinking ship.
And keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell your friends, pay it forward, let them know the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and a path out of opioid addiction, out of government addiction, into health sovereignty is right here. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, robertscottbell.com. Individualism, collectivism, we've got it coming up with John Rappaport as we continue.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Joined now by my good friend John Rappaport from No More Fake News. The articles just keep on flowing from you, John. Do you ever sleep?
A little bit, but mainly I'm sitting here writing.
Yeah, I love that you're doing that, and I love every day when I get someone, and this is almost every day, somebody says, you know about that John Rappaport guy? He was talking about fake news before anybody talked about fake news. It's still happening. It's like I just roll back to the memories of first connecting with y'all those years ago, and it's a beautiful thing that people are receiving the information in ways I don't know if we had ever imagined prior to this, but certainly it's happening.
Yeah, I never imagined that. You know, fake news, the phrase, would suddenly become this huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's rebounding against the very people who've been doing the fake news all along.
It's really amazing how this is happening over time. Now, Big Pharma has been on our mind for a long time. You've been writing about it. We've been reporting on it here as well. And there was an article earlier in the week, just a couple of days ago, in fact, the headline reads, Guide to Paying a Small Fine and Making Billions. And I think, once again, John, we're in the wrong industry. We should be selling drugs and vaccines.
No question about it. We'd own various states in America by now.
Yeah, I mean, is it true or is it accurate to say that they've built into the model kind of a grift that would go to the government agencies, not to the victims of their crimes, but basically as a fine for doing things that if you were a dietary supplement company would get you imprisoned and you would lose your company altogether?
Exactly. In the case of Celgene or Kelgene,
drug company, they have two cancer drugs for one type of cancer called multiple myeloma. All right, so the FDA approved these two drugs for that one purpose only. People have to understand, according to the crazy laws of the U.S., any medical doctor can take a drug that's been approved for one reason and prescribe it to a patient or patients for any purpose they want to. This is called off-label uses. But the drug company is forbidden by law from promoting actively to doctors that they ought to do that. And, of course, many drug companies have been doing exactly that all along. So Celgene has been caught with their hands in the cookie jar, and they're now finally going to pay a fine of $280 million for, after a seven-year, I think it is, court case that's been dragging on forever. This is a lawsuit that's been brought by a whistleblower within the company who was sales manager. So she knows exactly what the scheme was, and the scheme was to promote the off-label uses massively to doctors and to lie about various published studies to the doctors, claiming that those studies indicated that these drugs were fine for other types of cancer. Total lawbreakers, but of course the Department of Justice did nothing to bring these people into court and put them into prison for their breaking the law. So it was a lawsuit. And what I show in the article is that this is not, oh my gee, we've been sued, we have to scramble, what are we going to do? As you say, this is built into the model, the profit model of drug companies. This is how they do business. This is how they make all these billions of dollars, by actively and illegally promoting to doctors that they should use their drugs in ways for which they were never intended, thus causing great harm, ineffective, et cetera, but who cares?
But we're talking about a $280 million fine. Who can withstand that? Who can survive that? What business can make do with that?
Yeah, the pharmaceutical business, which is the business that we should all be in if money were the only concern, because the drug has already made billions of dollars. These two drugs have made billions of dollars, and it's predicted that one of these drugs in the year, let's say 5 years from now, will make $15 billion in that 1 year alone. So the $280 million fine is chump change.
It's barely there. I don't even think that reaches their marketing budget. But we got to take a break here. John Rappaport, No More Fake News, my good friend, is with us here today. And we're going to go more into the business of diseases, business, and its deceit as well, along with these drugs. And that's how they do it. We'll talk about it when we come back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
As often as we can, we get the no more fake news happening here via the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've published, thanks to John's gracious generosity, we get the word out on our website as well. And we've published the articles this week, including on the Celgene article. I mean, this is a stunning revelation. Not that it's new to us, John, but it's really thrown into a very short time period. You can read through this article and go, oh my gosh, that's it. That's how they do it. They know exactly what they're doing. It's not an accident. It's not an oops, as this whistleblower lawsuit showed. This is from the inside, always part of the game. We got a cancer drug. We got two cancer drugs. Once we get it approved for one thing, we'll buzz it out to the docs that it's good for everything. They'll do it. They'll pronounce it. They'll prescribe it. And guess what? We'll get fined by the FDA eventually. The FTC might tag us too, but it's okay. We'll have raked in billions, and the drug will remain on the market even after the fact, but we've more than made back everything we needed to and then some.
Oh, yeah, way more. That's the plan. That's the strategy up front. That's what people have to realize. And they know that nobody's going to prison either. That's a vital fact because, you know, suppose, oh, wait a minute, the executives of the company, anybody who knew the researchers, who knew the scam, the dangerous illegal scam, you know, could get 5 or 10 years in jail easily. Well, wait a minute now, we better rethink this. But that's not the case. That's not going to happen. You just reach into your pocket if you're a drug company and you throw some money on the table. And in the case of Celgene, they didn't even have to admit wrongdoing or promise that they would behave better in the future. They just pay the money, write the check, walk away. The drug, as you say, stays on the market, and they've already made billions on the drug, and they'll continue to make more billions. So they're just in clover. I mean, it's all great. And the public suffers because the patients have no idea that the doctor who's saying, well, look, okay, so you got this type of cancer. I've got a drug for this type of cancer, but that's not the way the drug was approved. It was never approved for that purpose. But the doctors who pretend, by the way, they pretend that they're being fooled by the drug company reps who come around and say, hey, you know, this drug really works for several different kinds of cancers, and you should prescribe it because you can do that legally. The doctors know they're being played by the drug company reps, but they pretend that they're innocent victims themselves, so the doctors never face any reprisals either. It's a total protection racket all the way around.
But the good news is that $280 million fine goes to every one of those victims, right?
No.
Oh, no? What? Wait a sec. Where's justice here?
Yeah. Of course, the lawyers are going to take a huge chunk. The plaintiff in the case, who was an employee, a sales manager at this company, Celgene, that we're talking about, she will make money. And the rest, as far as I know, will be some sort of fine paid to the government. They'll take their chunk out of this, apparently. But definitely, there is no word about any patients getting any compensation at all.
There you go. That's our bureaucratic oligarchy at work, right? We have these unelected bureaucrats that survive no matter who's in power, Democrat or Republican. They continue to pretend to protect the public through regulating these businesses, but in fact, those regulatory agencies have been captured by those very businesses, that, you know, that corporate conglomeration known as pharmaceutical industrial complex. And, you know, the regulators protect the industry from the people that they harm.
In fact, the Department of Justice in this case actively declined to participate. See, they could have. They could have gotten involved in the case. And if they had, no doubt the fine would have been larger at the end when the judgment was declared. Although it wouldn't have really made a huge dent in the profits of Celgene, but it would have been bigger. But they looked at the case and they declined to get involved. Why? No explanation. They just said, no thanks, and we're moving on. So here comes the lawsuit after 7 years. Finally, yes, the company is guilty. Yes, the company will pay a fine. So why didn't the Justice Department participate? I would love to hear a detailed explanation as to why they just ignored the whole thing.
Sure, but even in that case, when was the last time you heard the DOJ say, well, we're increasing that fine for this wrong behavior, and we're going to make sure that money goes to the victims of this off-label prescribing?
Never.
Yeah. So it's all about fundamentally funding government, extracting money from taxpayers, or, you know, whoever's paying it. In this case, Big Pharma. In this case, it's a you know, hardly a scratch on the surface, and they continue to profit. All the while, the DOJ, if this were a dietary supplement claiming to cure cancer, they, along with FDA and FTC, would be just coming down with full force to try and jail the owners, find them, and basically destroy the business. It would never exist tomorrow. So there's an incongruous application of what they claim in protecting the public is.
Exactly. And that's a key factor. A key factor. We could go into chapter and verse if we have the time to just talk about alternative, so-called alternative doctors, researchers, and so forth, who have come up with non-toxic treatments for various kinds of cancers and what they have faced from the government. Unending attacks. Unending attacks. If pharmaceutical executives were subjected to attacks like this, the whole industry would change overnight. But that's never going to happen because the government is in collusion with the pharmaceutical companies.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Now, if we step out of this is obviously an allopathic medical collectivist reductionist mindset, that even this thought that a magic pill would cure all of these cancers, and they never acknowledge the cause of these cancers in these people. No, not even a lip service to find cause. It's all about, hey, what can we do to cure these cancers? We would have to look at each individual, their lifestyle, what they ate. What was their environment that they grew up in? How do they live right now? We would begin to ask questions that would get out of the answer being a synthetic pharmaceutical every time. And, of course, that would destroy the basis for the pharmaceutical industry for doing what it does and having a medical monopoly, if you will, over all of us. But this idea of collectivism is another area, John, you have focused on for many years, writing, researching, revealing, speaking on. And you have another article that just came out earlier today, Who Was John Galt? And, you know, this is something that if anybody's read any of Ayn Rand's books, you know, that's the basis for all of this. And do we need to go deeper into this concept of collectivism versus individualism?
We definitely do. No question about it. Ayn Rand was the author of two famous and enduring novels, The Fountainhead, 1943, and Atlas Shrugged, 1957. And I call her the most reviled, despised, and adored novelist of the 20th century. And that is accurate. Her books were, I mean, crushed. An attempt was made to crush them by critics and reviewers when they first appeared, as being completely inhumane and cruel and brutal, and as if she were illiterate and couldn't write, you know, far from the truth. But what she does basically is create a parade of characters, each of whom represents some place on the spectrum of the free and independent and creative individual versus collectivism, which is the idea that everything belongs to everybody and there is no such thing as private physical property or private intellectual property. It all belongs to everybody, which ultimately, of course, means the state. And coming out of her childhood in the Soviet Union, where she saw what this did firsthand to herself, her family, the population, etc., she came to the United States and applied her prodigious talents to creating an incredible drama, dramatic canvas on which all of this philosophy played out in very, very extreme terms, so that nobody who reads these books can mistake what is actually going on. I would highly recommend these books to anybody. They will change you one way or another.
Mm.
You may love them, you may hate them, whatever, but she was the foremost proponent, I would say, in the 20th century of the individual above and beyond collectivism.
John, I got to ask you, because there, obviously there have been a lot of critiques of the author, Ayn Rand, and of course the books. A lot of them come from people who are frightened of individuals, right? The power of the individual. But is there any that you found over the years might consider a legitimate criticism about the books that you found, hey, that is an intriguing angle on what was written here that might lend itself to say, hey, maybe there's room for collectivism somewhere in here?
No.
Okay.
The only criticism that I have of her books mm-hmm. is that, first of all, they're very large novels. She is absolutely relentless. I mean, relentless in her attack on collectivism and her putting up individualism at the highest level. So eventually, as I read at least these books, maybe long about page 450 or 650, whatever, it can become a little bit wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get the point already,
she's still beating it and grinding it and going further and deeper.
Yeah,
into it.
You know, it almost becomes, you know, she's an advocate for extreme power and freedom of the individual, but to such a degree that sometimes it begins to feel like it's a mandate. You must do this.
Right. And so individuals would rebel against any kind of mandates when they understand
yeah.
individualism. Listen,
exactly.
we're about out of time, but John, I always appreciate your writing and insight, and I appreciate that. And folks, if you're wondering if you're a collectivist or an individualist, ask yourself about vaccines and herd immunity and why you're no longer vaccinating your children, because you've made the leap. We'll talk about this with John another time. John, thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much, Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired and waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297.
1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, special thanks to John Rappaport once again for bringing the power to be the individual. And you know that's what we like to do here, as well as Kent Heckenlively, the most awesome last name you've ever heard. And our discussion of the vaccine issue, the concerns that we have about emergencies and you know, whether they be in schools or whether they be at your home front, we want to keep your kids safe. And we can use a little more questions and answers. In fact, we're gonna try and squeeze one in here right at the end. Would that be all right with you, Super D?
Yes, let's do it.
Well, listen, I feel bad about not asking you for permission often enough to do things that I want to do on this show. Because, you know, you're...
Yes, because you need my permission, right? Yeah, wait a minute. You're the guy who does not ask for permission where none is required. And you know what? Really, there's none required in this
situation.
None
required? Okay, never mind then. Just testing. This is only a test if this were an actual emergency. Kind of like what we talked about earlier in the show. All right, here's from Nicole. Hi, Robert. I'm purchasing a small farm property in Washington State. And wanted to get your thoughts on anything I should be looking for with regards to health. I know that radon is an issue, so I will test for that. I will be asking current owners about pesticide use and will scope out neighbor crops as well. They all have wells, so what kind of water testing should I be doing? Can you think of anything else? I'm excited to live rurally, but I also want to live cleanly. Thank you, Nicole. Well, Nicole, interesting question. I'm the only thing I'm bummed about is that she didn't invite us to stay on the farm. Super nice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nice farm property in Washington State. That wouldn't be bad at all on a well.
Sounds like she's doing her homework, though, which is cool.
I think it's great. The thing is, it isn't just, oh my gosh, that house looks great. It's like there's a lot of other things that you have to consider so that you don't move into, for instance, if you're in the southeastern United States, like you can move into a mold trap, right, if there was ever a roof leak. I don't know. There could be similar things in Washington State. Certain areas of there get a lot of rainfall year-round, so that's another issue. But, you know, for me, property, right, we're supposed to have property rights in America. Unfortunately, all property real property has been converted to real estate. And in an ideal constitutional republic or republican form of government where they, you know, we talk about this with John, individual rights, right? Not collectivism. The property would be, in fact, yours. You could purchase it. Of course, you would purchase it for $20 of gold and other valuable considerations, and then you would have it in well, under the common law. This gets into a place where I don't know if Nicole's actually asking, but you never know in these rural areas if the people own mineral rights to the land. That's a question I would want to ask Nicole. Do you have mineral rights to the land? Sometimes they call it allodial rights or in allodium. And again, very few properties have actual property rights. You basically are a renter, even though they give you a certificate of title. If you're getting a mortgage, they'll hold title on it. And then you'll think, wow, I paid off the mortgage. I'm free and clear. I own the property. Or do you? Because they end up taxing you. They're called property taxes, which are unlawful under the Constitution. Real estate taxes, perfectly fine. But if you truly own your property and you purchased it according to the constitutional provisions, go to the Coinage Act of 1792 and look it up and learn about it, then you would actually never have to pay a dime's worth of taxes ever again on a property that you truly owned lock, stock, and barrel. So, Nicole, I know you were talking health, but I always talk about health in many ways, including the health of the body politic. And your ability to own property, you know, that also, it adds to, or it is part and parcel to who you are in terms of a creature of God, not government. The concept of sovereignty and being the sovereign, owning property. So I don't know what the answer will be in this question, Nicole, but ask them and get back to me on that. They might just scratch your head and go, I don't even know what you're talking about. But they might, in effect, say, you know what? We've had this property for generations. And yes, we do have the mineral rights. And if that's the case, please don't put it through real estate. You want to really do your homework and find a way to transfer that property so it maintains its integrity in terms of those mineral rights that you don't want to have revert to the state. Okay, folks, that's kind of an interesting question with an even more interesting
answer. More interesting answer.
You're right. I don't think she thought it was going to go there. But I thought if you're out there looking for it, why not go there? I like
whole water filtration system.
Yes. Oh, yes. The whole house filtration system from Synergy Science is where I would go. And, of course, the Echo Water. If you want it tested, look into CWC Labs. That's Mike Adams, a health ranger, and he's testing the water for free, I think. Or maybe a small fee, but that's where I would send it. Coordinate that with the health ranger, and then you'll analyze and see if there are other heavy metals you have to be concerned about or pesticides. But the filtration system we get from Synergy Science will definitely pull all of that out, Nicole. Thanks. And the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.